levels. Okay. First of all, I'd like to hear about how your family came to El Paso.
Well, I'll tell you exactly how they came. My Uncle Hope Smith, who was my mother's oldest brother, came here in 1908. And he lived in Jefferson, Texas, which is over in East Texas, where all my mother and father's families grew up and lived. And Uncle Hope came out here from Stamford. He'd gone there from Jefferson, and he was with a bottling company. And then he came on out here and started the Magnolia Bottling Company. That was in 1908, or 9 or 10. I think it was 8. And then later, in 1911, had the bottling company. Then in 1915, the dates may be a little different, but he came out here first in 1908 or 9. And then in 1915, he got the Coca-Cola franchise, the first time Coca-Cola had been here in El Paso.
How exciting.
And he had his down on Myrtle, and and he named it Magnolia because coming from East Texas, where all the magnolias grow so beautifully, he named the Magnolia Bottling Company, and then it later became the Magnolia Coca-Cola Company. And then my mother and daddy and my grandmother Smith and all came out here in those years. Well, we came out here, mother and daddy came out here in 1918. My grandmother had come a little bit before that, and from over in East Texas, Jefferson, Texas. Mm-hmm. And then we all lived here from then on. I've lived here since 1918, all those years. And then my family all grew up, my mother's family. My Uncle Hope was the oldest son, Uncle Hope Smith, and then mother, and then two other uncles, Gene and Clopton. And then my youngest uncle, Forrest Smith, came out, and then he was with the State National Bank many, many years, and then he went to San Antonio, was a president of the National Bank of Commerce there, but all of them lived here for many years. Forrest and his family moved away a number of years ago, and Uncle Hope, and then his wife, Milda, who was Milda such a good friend of your family, so lived here all that time. So I've been here myself since 1918.
That's when you were born.
No, I was born in East Texas.
Uh-huh.
But then we came over when I was 3 years old.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's how the family came here, and we've all been here in many different ways all those years since then. Mm-hmm. And I love El Paso, and as I say, I'm quite a native.
Yeah, you are. Uh-huh. So you never moved away during all that time?
Well, after I married in 1938, and my husband was with the El Paso Natural Gas Company. And so I lived in New Mexico for a number of years, and then my daughter was born, and then 7 weeks before my son was born in 1944, my husband was the chief engineer at Oil Center, New Mexico, up near Hobbs, and he was killed in a car accident just 7 weeks before my son was born. My daughter was 4 at the time. I had taught there in the company school, and then we came back to El Paso, and John was born, and my mother and father, Irene and John, wonderful. I was an only child, so we all got together, and I taught school many years down in the Isleta system. I taught in the gas company school, and then I didn't teach for a number of years after my daughter was born, and then after my husband was killed, and we came back here, and then when my son was in the third grade, I went back to teaching in Cadwallader School down the valley and taught there for 23 years.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Wow.
And raised my children. And then, as I say, my husband had died. And then later, my son had gone to Vietnam and married a wonderful girl in Seattle.
Mm-hmm.
And then my son came back, and he was doing well with Boeing.